Sitka's herring fishery has long been the focus of documentaries and nature TV specials. Now the fishery is slated to be the subject of a TV reality show. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Try for a second to make a short list of the reality TV shows set in Alaska. You're going to come up with shows about gold, state troopers, crabbing, ice road trucking, bush pilots, logging. You're going to be making a long list. And Brett Verhuizen, one of the subjects of a new reality show to be set in Alaska, says he is well aware of that.
You can say that the market is saturated with Alaska TV shows, but the footage that they've received in the past 9 days will blow everybody out of the water.
Yeah. Verhuizen, 25, and Sierra Anderson, also 25, are the subjects of a reality TV show on commercial fishing in Alaska, which includes the Sitka Sack Row herring fishery. Crews were here during the openings to film the pair as they crewed aboard the Memory Anne, a Chignik-registered seine boat. Now, because of contracts they've signed for the show, they can't talk about the name of the show or who's producing it or when it will air because...
We would get sued.
But they've tweeted about it on Twitter, so we know there is a show. And, of course, they've been seen around town with a big video crew and a microphone, which they've named
Sparky.
Sound man.
we've been in Murray Pacific, and we've been in the P Bar, different cafes around town with a camera crew, and we can't really discuss any other details. But they can
tell me their story. Verhuizen and Anderson were childhood friends in Chignik. The boat we're on now, the Memory Anne, was once the Shady Lady. Verhuizen spent summers aboard this boat when his family owned it, and now the boat is owned by Anderson's family. Here's Sierra Anderson.
I ended up going herring fishing for the first time last season, and then it was just a chain of events from bad to worse, it seemed like. And
last year, during the herring fishery, the Shady Lady was pictured on the front page of the Sitka Sentinel, tipped over on its side and leaning against a tender boat. It was repaired in Seattle and renamed the Memory Anne.
And that's where I ran into Brett for the first time in... Since we were 15,
yeah.
Basically.
So Verhuizen and Anderson both have similar backgrounds. They went away to college, they got degrees in business, and Verhuizen got a job working for a hedge fund in Seattle.
Everything was glass, and I had flat screen monitors, and I sat on a $700 chair, and I mean, you know, you had unlimited supply of snacks and refreshments in the break room, and I was so bored out of my mind, I couldn't even begin to explain. Not only that, but I probably entered at the worst possible time.
He began his hedge fund job in July of 2008, and in September, Lehman Brothers collapsed, taking a good chunk of the economy with it. So now Verhuizen runs a salmon boat in Bristol Bay, and Anderson continues to crew aboard fishing boats, including the Memory Anne, where she pilots the seine skiff.
It's kind of in our blood, and this is like... not normal for us, but at the same time, it kind of is. This is what we know. This is what we grew up with. And for me, it's an epic adventure. It's like exciting. It's an adrenaline rush. It's a challenge. For me, is running that skiff out there and that rodeo is the biggest challenge I've ever had in the skiff.
And now they're using their careers as fuel for a blog about life in Alaska and in commercial fishing. You can follow their further adventures online at therealalaska.com. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.